Fucking cool beans.
Did anybody ask you to talk?
Oh, fuck.
Seriously, dude. You need to fucking figure it out.
Tighten up.
Quit giving your dad a foot rub and lock it down. Durden's new
give me your
saying, he says to people online when they start mouthing off in league because league's toxic as hell. Dude, just quit rubbing your dad's feet and lock it up.
Lock it up.
What an interesting thing to say.
We're playing, someone started quoting the original Anchorman we were playing last night. And you've seen that movie, you know they go off in the jive turkey thing.
Mm-hmm.
And someone started saying it and Durden caught on. And someone just in the chat goes, what's a JT? And me and some random person at the exact same time just typed in Justin Timberlake. And the whole lobby lost it.
Justin Timberlake, dude.
Like me up. And Durden were in Discord fucking cackling because it happened at the same time and it makes no sense.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. Welcome the fuck back, Ben. Daddy-o.
Dad, welcome back.
Welcome back from the land of the swamps.
Thanks.
Land of the gators.
Thank you.
Gators rides and
only saw one gator and it was smashed on the side of the road.
Oh, did you take a picture with it?
No. We were driving like 85, 90 miles an hour.
You could have been like, yo, just bare hand wrestled this thing to the ground and killed it.
I lost. I didn't shoot my shot and I done fucked up. I done goofed.
You gotta shoot that shot.
Done goofed.
You know, what do you expect me to do? I'm not perfect.
I expected you to Russell Crowe it and take your thumb.
Shove it up its
asshole.
I don't know. That thing would probably come on me if I did that. I don't know if I'm ready for gator cum.
Can dead things come?
No.
If it's recently dead?
I wouldn't think so.
Probably not.
I mean, you can still get the stimulant going.
Yeah, but I can't feel it.
But your conscience is dead, but is your whole body completely shut down? Like, is all your nerve endings dead yet?
That's a great question. You can ask Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the necrophiliac guy?
Yeah.
Bill, fucking a dead crocodile.
I would hope not, but to each their own.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get caught, I guess.
What? Welcome.
Dalton's too hungover for this talk.
Dude.
I'm hanging in there.
Dalton woke up wobbling.
We had a great night. We got drunk and played video games. And hi, Izzy.
Hi, Bean.
Played some Rocket League, played some Sea of Thieves. Got our penises just peeled back by some children on Call of Duty. I really was questioning if I should even say that. But
we've said worse.
That's the way it goes.
If they're still here, they understand.
Yeah.
If you're new, now you know.
That's just how any battle royale game goes now.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Children sit at home and just get stupid good because their mind, body, and soul is ready for all reaction times.
Yeah, dude, the reflexes.
I do want to test something.
In prime.
I wanna get us into Call of Duty, right? But I want us all to take Adderall first. And I want to see how better
locked
we
are. On we are.
That's,
I mean, I'd be down to, you know, to do that scientific experiment, but
I've never done it.
You've never done it at all?
Nope.
You're just awake. I
just focused.
What if it just evens me out?
Then you have ADHD.
Then you're diagnosed.
There's two things that could happen. It's going to even me out or you're all never going to talk to me again.
Yeah. I mean, if that's a 50-50 gamble you want to roll with, it's, you know,
every time I open my mouth, that's the 50-50 gamble I take.
You're not wrong. Not wrong one bit.
Kids got an Adderall out there for a couple few old chaps. Trying to play some video games.
You guys thinking you're old. You're still in your 20s.
Dude.
Talk to me when your penis doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. 16. What?
You should take your hat off.
Why?
Because a mustache will look better.
Have you seen what's up here right now?
Oh, have you not shaved it recently?
No.
Classic.
I'm waiting for a special occasion.
Oh, similar to your pubes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yep. Special occasion.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
Get lazy.
Yeah, no, this is my Angelo Civic look.
Yeah.
So,
which ladies, is perfect because that's exactly what I put you in the recording as.
I mean, like they say in the movies, it's not just a mustache, it's a time stash.
It's a lifestyle.
It brings ladies back to a time where the mustache reigned supreme,
where it was a must.
It was a must have mustache.
Mustaches are fucking great, dude.
Except for when you're drinking soda pop.
Yeah, that's true.
Or anything you liquid. With just your mustache.
It'll never happen.
The first time I shaved my beard, I just had the mustache.
No, but
it was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that mustache.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because I remember you had your mustache going for Schlumpke every now and then, but it was more like this or that compared to what you have now. Yeah, I had it trimmed up and
didn't let her buck.
I mean, I got an idea, and you're not going to bite on this, but I'm going to say it anyways. We both switch facial hairs. So I just grow my beard out for as long, you know, as long as I can.
The style.
And then once I've reached the peak of yours, then you shave yours to the Wild West.
Oh,
so people I watched on YouTube, they did something similar where one shaved his face, the other one shaved their head, and then they swapped hair and glued it on. So one person had beard hair as a mohawk
going down.
That seems so itchy.
And the other one had his hair on the top of his head glued to his face.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And they went out to eat in public.
Oh, fuck, dude.
He just kept eating his hair.
Gross. That is fucking nasty.
they used to do, it was Rooster Teeth, obviously. It's only people ever comment on or talk about. They did a thing. They had this, it was all behind the scenes stuff. And they had one where they'd always bet each other stupid things. If you lost a bet, you'd have to do something stupid, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this dumb. It was about who was in a movie. The gal was wrong. The punishment for being wrong was you must right here and now piss your pants.
Fuck.
So she stood up.
Just started whizzing? And just started pissing
her. She just sat there like, this is so wrong. And she's just pissing her pants. She lost the bet.
I don't think that's got to feel so weird. Just piss your pants.
Yeah.
Like now, just like sitting here and like just like
fully,
starting to pee.
Fully sober and just doing it just because you can.
Yeah. It would be so, I'd be so uncomfortable.
Like, I feel like it'd be weird until you start doing it and be like, I'm in control of my body. I've been stopping myself from doing this since the age of like 5'4". When do people stop pissing their pants? I don't know.
When do you start?
When you start pissing your pants? The moment you put on pants.
Yeah, except usually if you're going to piss your pants at that point, you're usually in diapers.
But you're still pissing your pants. You're pissing in your pants.
Yeah, but diapers aren't pants.
Yeah, but you're still wearing your pants diaper. Over.
So you're not pissing in your pants. You're pissing in your diaper.
Hey, so are you in this house, right? You're in Dalton's house right now?
Yep.
But you're also in Dalton's guest room / podcast room, right?
Yeah, so if
but that's still in the house, right? So you're still in Dalton's house?
Yep.
So you're still pissing your pants.
Nope. I would piss in the podcast room. Wouldn't say I pissed in his house. I pissed in his podcast room.
So you're telling me we get drunk one night, right? We're all hanging out in the kitchen and you just piss your pants, right?
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, I totally pissed my pants in Dalton's kitchen. And someone's like, dude, so you pissed his pants in his house? No, I didn't piss my pants in his fucking house, in his fucking kitchen.
Yeah.
You know how dumb that sounds?
It doesn't really feel
like. Well, here's the deal. You're not pissing your actual pants, though. That's the difference.
I'm not saying piss your pants. I'm saying piss in your pants.
You're saying pissing your pants.
Piss in your pants.
Piss your pants.
Piss in your pants.
Piss your pants?
God.
Pants your piss if you don't piss your pants.
You piss in your pants.
No, you piss in your diaper.
Yes, which is in your pants.
If
A plus B equals C,
it's in your pants, but you're not pissing your pants. All right, let's move on.
What do you guys think?
I went to Galaxy's Edge. Let us know in the comments.
Smash that like button. Fucking comment below.
Hard segue. Ben went and saw Star Wars in real life.
Yep, I was a part of it.
He was it part was of the I went Star Wars. Did you see any Klingons?
Fuck you, first of all. Is that the Spire Outpost?
How many times did you say, beam me up, Scotty, while you were there?
Fucking.
I wish I would have, actually.
I'd have been kind of tight, though.
I wish I would have pulled
beam
one
up,
of them.
Scotty.
Hey, do you know where Scotty is?
Before you get deep into it, I don't want to derail one second. If you ever go again, it's like a friend fan thing.
just show up in a Star Trek
I
outfit.
I will show up in a Star Trek outfit and I will see how long it takes before I get my ass beat.
Oh. Deal.
I was going to be like, where do I get the food?
I don't know if you would actually get beat up, but just like hardcore verbally assaulted.
So
just
made fun of. Star Trek and Star Wars is like Xbox, PlayStation. Yeah. It's like console, PC.
Maybe you wouldn't
get
beat up.
It is liberal conservative. It is just fucking an all out war.
You're either Chewbacca, left or you're right.
That's, Chewbacca comes rolling out and just body slams you.
Sorry, I got my army of Klingons behind me.
Get the shit kicked out of you by Rey. They're fucking both staff.
So I'm Klingons.
Dude, I'd let Rey beat the shit out of me.
What? Dude, I would get naked while she beats me.
Kylo Ren?
Please don't show that post staff in my ass.
I can't believe this is happening.
Stop it.
All you got.
Big Star Wars fan, correct? I can assume that you're a huge Star Wars fan. Dalton, big Star Wars fan.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million, but for the rest of your life, your significant other, when you guys are having the sexy times, sounds like R2-D2 in a firefight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in.
Absolutely. Sign me up. And I'm fucking missing place and shit over here.
Yep,
I would.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Oh my God.
Pay me
sounds
my
great.
Give me
sounds
my
fucking
money.
Great.
I'm going to talk to Bree and Rachel and have this planned out where they're going to
they
pull
even
this
do,
on
They could even do Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you didn't see that coming, you would immediately mid-thrust just stop and be like,
oh, I would piss it. I would piss in her vagina. That's how hard I'm laughing.
I'm just, or even better, C-3PO. You are doing a great job, master.
Sir.
Gross.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, sir, fuck. That is my asshole.
Sir, that
if I was human, that would be my asshole.
It just swaps between both of them, so it goes from that to the wow,
dude.
I'd love that.
I'd have the most confused boner in the world.
Absolutely.
I don't. It'd just be on the verge of like trying to go limp, but also staying just full torque.
She pulls a straight up Yoda on her, Anya. Come in my pussy, you will.
Bust, I will.
This is not the pussy you're looking for. Oh, shit.
You try to go in anally. And this is not the hole you're looking for. Yeah.
Dude, that'd be great.
You just go back with, yes, it is.
This is the hole I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
Ah, yeah. So,
Star Wars sex. Go on, though. Sorry to derail, but
no,
I had
that
to.
Was a fucking great derail. That was good. That was the best time of my life.
Fucking yes, dude.
That was fucking sweet.
What, the derail or the Star Wars Galaxy?
Both.
Galaxy's both. Edge, baby.
Definitely my favorite place, favorite amusement park I've ever been to. Everything's just so fucking spot on. They fucking spared no expense.
I don't know, but Camp Snoopy, dude.
What dude, the fuck?
That shit is pretty lifelike. You're right.
How can you turn down the Mighty Axe?
Is that still there even?
It's named something else and it's Nickelodeon Universe. So, I mean,
yeah, there's like a Ninja Turtle ride now. And
that ride's sick.
That ride is pretty sick.
Did you do the flaps?
Yep.
I've never been on a single ride at Camp Snoopy.
You are fucking
for
missing
real?
Out. Yep. Log slide, dude.
Oh,
I think I was going one time, but our group got kicked out because it was a school event and someone spit off of the Mighty Axe.
You
and
fucking
they kicked us out.
Degenerate fucks. Is?
He was the one that did it.
You have horrible classmates. No, anybody who's into Star Wars, even if you're not into Star Wars, it's fucking cool. Because Bree's mom and sister both came, and they fucking thought it was great.
It looks so cool. Is, you're going to have to calm down.
Yeah, tell Jake.
Pretty please.
Jake?
Jake, help us out.
Jake,
here.
Read our mind. Ready, go.
You know what's nice about your brother is? He never barked.
You know, there's only like three or yeah, that got dark.
Sorry.
There's only like three or four rides there. Star Tours, Smuggler's Run, Rise of the Resistance. I don't even know if there's four. It might just be those three. There's just a shit ton of stuff to look at, though. Super
fuck
cool.
It looks so dope.
Ton of shops. The only complaint is all their shops damn near sell the exact same shit. Like I was going in there like, I was figuring, oh, they'd probably sell like pretty close replica stormtrooper helmets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that.
Damn it, that'd be so.
It was all like plastic, like half shield face face shields or whatever. Cantina was completely booked, so we didn't get to get day drunk, which would have been sweet. What else, dude? Oh, lightsabers, dude. I saw one dude who had two fucking lightsabers. I went, you just dropped like $1,000
to build
two lightsabers.
How much are they to build? Or do they range the price depending? Like
they range. I think the cheapest hilt that I saw there was like $150.
Cheaper than a hilty vacuum.
Yeah. And then you got to buy Kyber crystal. You buy
Kyber?
Kyber.
Oh, I thought we're getting Yu-Gi-Oh for a second, my bad.
Fucking.
Yeah, definitely not.
Junior.
Kyber crystal. You get the actual plastic of the lightsaber, and then you choose your like LEDs or whatever, and you can choose, I think, how it, like the way it lights up. So, I mean, there's tons of shit you can do.
With your knowledge and your experience, do you think you could 3D print a hilt and make it work like a lightsaber?
No.
Not like an actual real life, like cutting through stuff, but do you think you could get the light to go up and like wire it inside and stuff like that?
Probably some trial and error runs. I'm sure you probably could.
Yes, if I knew how to work a 3D printer.
Well,
knowing
part,
me, I would figure it out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's just blueprints you can buy.
I mean, beyond the 3D, like the actual wiring, making it actually light up.
Yeah, I can't
and make
imagine that's that hard.
Okay.
But I also don't know. So, fuck, it could go south in a hurry.
So why don't you forge up a hilt?
No.
Dang. No.
It's a copper hilt?
They're tubes.
It'd be easier with glass and forging, I imagine. Glass blowing it, because you actually can twist and easier, I'd imagine. Would glass blowing be easier to make a hilt than an actual forge? I feel like you have more control in glass blowing.
That's just you'd so have hard. To melt down metal and make a cast and then pour the metal into the cast and then just detail the cast, like the finished product. You'd have to grind everything down. And it'd probably be pretty inaccurate depending on the mold you use. Because if you don't have like a graphite mold, you'd have to like sand cast it. Sand casting it gets dicey every now and again. So I don't know, but it was cool. Anybody who likes to see cool shit.
Yeah. I want to go
and like you just walk in there and you feel like you are in a completely different universe.
Like riding the Enterprise.
Super cool. Yeah, exactly. Like riding the Enterprise. The Enterprise and the fucking Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
They drag race. Guess who won? Millennium Falcon.
Oh, absolutely. Fuck. Think so?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Think so?
Yep.
100%.
But what if they beamed him up, Scotty?
Well, then it's gone.
Oh, okay.
Right, I don't want to talk about this anymore with you because I'm fucking tired of the disrespect. So, fuck you. You figure out something to talk about because...
Eat sand.
At this point, everybody has already turned this off.
The only thing that I can think of right now, and it's just littering my mind, is how cool and dope a glass hilt for a lightsaber would look.
Look awesome.
Like if you had like colored glass
you can't
and
even
everything.
Touch it.
Huh?
Yeah, couldn't even touch it.
Why?
It's fragile. It's glass.
There's glass made things all the time you could touch.
Yeah, but not this lightsaber. You would, because everybody's immediately going to want to pick that thing up.
Oh, absolutely.
As soon as they see it.
It's just the hilt that's glass. And it's going to be it's not like it's thin fucking.
So would
panel.
What would be cooler? Is if the glass wrapped something. Does that make sense?
Well, it'd have to. So you can like it'd be like, so you could hose all the electrical stuff that would make the light.
I don't even want to talk about
like, this. The glass thing is going around it.
Both of our thought patterns, the way we think of things are
completely
so
opposite.
Far off of the spectrum of each other. They're just on two opposite ends of the world. We can't collaborate on an item to build. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I don't understand you. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Your process is usually like the hardest way you can do it.
Yes.
Mine is always what's the most logical way to do it.
But.
And here's the problem.
Usually,
I would love to mesh those two together, except it you can't. There's a force field.
But when my way works, it's always the easiest.
No.
When it works, it's the easiest.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't go that far.
Scraping up the weeds.
Easiest.
And then we did collab on the side of your mom's house, and it worked very easily.
Yeah. But we also spent way longer than we should have talking about it so that we understood each other.
We just can't communicate. That's the only thing. You're on AC, I'm on DC, all right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got your own wavelength. I got mine, but sometimes they intertwine and make a great band, so.
Yeah. And you can, you know, highway to hell.
That's life.
So that's about it.
Dalton, that was my whole trip. How are you doing? Since me and Ben have talked for the past 20 minutes and haven't stopped.
Fucking great. I'm fucking just rocking it over here, dude.
How's your hangover?
It's not bad, actually. It's not too bad. More water I keep drinking? Yeah, I'm actually way better.
The better it gets.
I'm way better than I thought I was going to be a little bit more rough. I didn't think I was going to be this hungover. I had 3 glasses of a mixy drink, and it was not heavy poured.
It's the worst liquor.
Dude, fuck liquor. Ever. For one.
Is it that one that tastes like?
It's the anus candy one.
It's
the anus
candy one. It's
black licorice.
What was it? Fernet LeBlanc or something like that? Fernet Blanc?
Formaldehyde.
Probably. It's like a coworker.
Yeah.
Hyped it up hardcore. So I was
what
like,
what type of alcohol is it?
It's I think it's just a liqueur, but I don't know.
That's
I don't
know been, what that means. That, I don't, it's I been really drinking it's like, and thrown back up into a bottle.
I don't know. But I don't think you're supposed to have like a ton of glasses of that shit too, because it's like dark too. Ugh. It was really good with that. I tried a new pop in it, and that was pretty good. But
what pop mixes with the black licorice taste?
This was like a ginger pop.
Two things I hate in this world mixed together.
Ginger ale, would you say?
It was just the original ginger pop.
That's what
ginger
it says
soda.
On it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did it say ginger pop or ginger soda?
You
switched it up.
I think it said ginger soda, but I say pop.
Well, how hard do you want the black eye? Which eye you want the black?
Where you want to get pop, bro?
Yeah.
Dude, pop me in my ass.
This part's so good.
Your fingers are so deep. Oh, no, push them farther.
I saw a meme, was it on Twitter, where it was, speaking of, it just goes, never let a woman finger your ass, because within 5 minutes, she's going to turn you into a puppet with a full fist. That's all it said.
Fuck. Damn. That's aggressive. That's
well aggressive. So holy shit.
I'm like, that went from 0 to 100 very quickly.
Holy shit. Yeah,
jeepers. You guys excited to forge?
I'm excited.
Are we foraging? Yeah, I want to go down.
They foraged. I know. Mushrooms. I don't know what. Forage for mushrooms?
Yeah, urban foraging.
Foraging.
Yeah, foraging.
We're forging and forging. He's going to go foraging while we forage.
Sick. I'm going to forge.
I'm
going to
find you guys some metals.
I don't know, because I know they did it before. I don't know if they do a bunch of different shit, but they were forging railroad spike ties. And bottle openers or some shit. It looked really dope. Like they had twist. It was super sweet. But I don't know if we're doing that or.
Do you think they have the recipe for vibranium?
Dude, they might. They have so many toys there. Is that what they make vibrators out of? I went down to.
What?
Is that what they make vibrators out of?
Yeah. Vibranium.
Nice.
Vibranium vibrators.
They should put the new X-Men series. Wolverine filled with vibranium. His superpower, his blades come out and they vibrate. And he just shakes the entire time.
And he's just.
I don't want to side rail this too hard because I do want to get back to the foraging thing. But when you said Wolverine, have you read the comic book Wolverine, or have you seen the pictures of him?
I've never read them, but I know a lot of different versions of Wolverine. So which one are we talking about? The 5 foot one with the yellow and brown?
No, I don't think so. The only reason I say I don't think so is because I don't look at a lot of the comics, but somebody was talking about how, Zac Efron right now has like the exact body type as the depiction in I don't know what fucking series.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's on Twitter.
Sign him up.
But it, like, dude, the drawing for that Wolverine, and then they had, you know, Zac Efron shirtless, just fucking thick boy.
Dude, I'm a.
It was fucking perfect. Like his fucking facial hair, like if he just shaved. Fuck, get the chops going, dude.
Dude, I'm so not sick. Even gonna fight that. I say go for it. Pull the trigger.
Because I know in the comics, Wolverine's actually like 5'3", right? That's his, this is actual. It's 5'3" or 5'4". He's a short, little man, very hairy, very muscly. And then they had Hugh Jackman show up, who's like 6 foot something, and kind of like depicted it differently. But yeah, he's actually very small. He's like, it's like Kevin Hart playing Wolverine. Like, that's his height.
Damn.
In the comics and stuff like that. I've seen Zac Efron in a couple more serious roles because Wolverine doesn't really joke around too much. Mm-hmm. He's got some sarcasm to him. So I could see him, you know, taking over because Hugh Jackman won't join in unless they join Marvel, right? Like the Marvel Cinematic right now. Isn't that his excuse?
I think something like
Which I don't think that can work because Magneto is a counter to almost every single Marvel superhero.
Supposedly.
Because everyone's made
of
metal.
I don't know the exact facts on this, but I thought I remember hearing about Wanda is Magneto's child or some shit.
I've also heard stuff like that.
So that would be the connection.
I just want to know how it would work because, for instance, if Iron Man, you know, was around, Magneto controls, just turns him to nothing, right?
Well, like, can he control vibranium?
If it's a metal, he's got, it's anything that's magnetized. All he is a magnetic field. That's
right,
what he is.
Right.
So, I mean, anything that can be magnetized, he controls. And if you think about it, almost every single person.
And something made by Stark.
Yes, except for Wakanda. Like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Because everyone else, like there was a little video about it where it's like, you kidding me? Every single one of you is made of metal. Captain America throws a shield. He goes, no. And just chucks it back at him a million times faster, cuts him in half. Iron Man shows up, crumples him. This man is made of iron. Crumples him up and throws him away, like literally turns him into a ball. Like Thor throws his hammer, he goes, "What? No."
I mean, they could use Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that it's like there's a couple, but it's like it's really difficult because of.
And I mean, Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
she would fucking destroy. Like she would shit on him.
She's strong as fuck.
She's the Superman of
Flash
Marvel.
Flash from DC. Could probably shit on
Flash from DC can shit on any single superhero.
That's what I was trying to get you on.
Yeah. Because of the Speed Force. I could run to the edge of reality and kill death and run out of reality. He's overpowered. Comic books made him too strong.
Way more powerful than he should be for what his superpower is.
Yeah. Well, if you ever wonder like who'd win in a fight, there's literally a thing on YouTube called Death Battle. Where they've had, like, they do the science behind it, and a lot of their things are based off of, like, explosion-wise of, like, metric or like, tons of TNT, and they'll, like, base it off of that, how fast, like, they literally do the science behind, like, what they see in the TV shows, mm-hmm. comics, anything that's in canon, and then they actually animate a fight between them.
Oh, damn.
That's tight.
Like, the coolest one I saw was Goro from Mortal Kombat mm-hmm. and Machamp from Pokemon.
Oh, sick.
That'd be sick.
Fucking dope.
Dude, it's unreal. It's so dope. They had a couple, like, they tried to make them somewhat similar. Mm-hmm. So, like, for instance, Flash and Sonic, and that's when I found out Flash, even though Sonic has an ability to literally turn invulnerable, can beat that because he could Speed Force. That's it. It's the loophole and everything. Hmm. It just wins. He could go faster than what could ever exist, and you can't beat him.
Well, fuck us. You know, back to forging, anyways. This message is brought to you by Marvel. Sponsored. Hashtag ad.
Yo, if we could hashtag ad a Marvel, fuck, we'd have a better camera by now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
So they're just making bottle openers? What should we?
I don't know if that's what we're doing.
Oh, I was going to say, what should we
expect? I just know they've done that. I have no idea. Rachel's been to their house a few times. I've never been there. Mm-hmm. They live in Lionel Lakes, I think.
Yeah, not too
Not too not far. Too bad. A little jaunt, but not too bad. But isn't they're fucking great. They're awesome people. Lionel Lakes? Lando Lakes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering if it was the same or different. Go on.
Yeah. No, they're fucking great. So I don't know the whole setup, even what they got going on for forging.
I'm excited.
But I know they have so many toys, so it's probably a sweet setup, if I had a guess.
Do I need to bring anything?
I don't even know.
You're going to need
I'm a little unprepared. We're going to need some molds. To be honest with you.
I mean, I guess they wouldn't invite us if they didn't have PPE.
I'm sure they do. I think they have all that shit. Yeah. Like gloves and...
Yeah, I just didn't know because I have some welding gloves and shit, so I didn't know if I should bring those, but...
I got some Rachel, nice... But... what's it? The pants that they get on fire, they melt to you?
Yeah, you got those?
I got a whole suit of that I'm going to bring.
Perfect. There you go. Perfect. So we'll have to bring our creations for the next podcast.
Yeah, we should.
So people can see them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I may have to blur mine out.
For the four. Just a penis.
No, I'm going to make a metal fleshlight and use it.
Ow.
Okay.
Fucking ow.
Okay. I'm calloused, bro. I've had years of training.
Okay. Okay.
Ever seen the thing from Fantastic Four?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Sick.
They call me Rock Dick. Rock Dick Nick.
Rock Cock.
Oh, God.
Rock Cock.
Oh, God.
No, I'm actually really excited about this.
I never got it, so I'm stoked.
Yeah. I've been around it a couple times. I've never done anything.
Mm-hmm. Chris and Blake are fucking great people, too. They're a lot of fun to hang out with. So it should be a good time. I don't know what we're forging, but.
Foraging for berries.
Foraging for bears.
Foraging for berry.
See, it's for two different things because I'm also berry.
Farm animals.
What? Do you get it? Because I'm also berry. So you guys can be foraging for me, but we're foraging for berries. But also that's me too. So, you know, play on words.
That's it.
You're welcome for that incredible humor. That's it. I'm fucking out.
I'm out of here. I'm going home. Why?
You won't, pussy.
I am one of me, dude. Oh, God. Remember that fucking comeback? Mm-hmm. Zinger.
How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel now that that's over?
Yeah.
Does that hurt your feelings?
No, I'm right.
Do you have a journal? Journal of all the hurtful things Barry said to you?
I do have a hurt journal.
It's called an encyclopedia at that point.
It's a hurt journal. I just read words and when I fuck them up, I get sad.
That's like every word that you say almost.
Yeah.
We stroke out pretty hard.
A quarter
nowadays.
Of our vocabulary.
Dude, I can't.
Every one of us does it.
Fuck.
It's just you happen to be caught more on camera.
Oh, yeah, dude. The proof's all there.
See, when me and Ben do it, we just run through it and just keep going. So hopefully it gets skipped over.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like we've mastered the art of getting away.
We have evolved.
Yeah.
Into a super I haven't evolved species.
Yet. You just got to keep that sentence going and hopefully you just distract them with
something
wild. You guys
catch my shit so fast, though, because I don't know if I fuck them up really bad.
It's
no,
not
no
that.
We usually make it seem way worse than it is.
Yeah,
sick.
I mean, you got to realize who I lived with for a long time up in Bemidji and everything. Nowhere was safe. Any word you said was not safe.
That's
nothing
not safe,
is not safe.
It's all right.
So
I body it.
I hop down throats pretty quick.
Oh dang.
Like hey, come, no, what'd you say
figuratively
you
say? And physically and
I
physically.
Mean if you allow it I'll be down there
sick.
I prefer to keep my airways completely open. What's that?
Want a tonsillectomy?
No.
Rock Dick Nick can help out.
No.
I compartmentalize. Dude, I can say
how
that
long
word
did
now.
You think about that before you...
Not very long. I've been working on it.
Okay.
I've been working on that one.
Compartmentalize.
I usually have to say it once in my head and then I can do it. Now.
I just steer clear of words I can't say.
Words suck.
I've been traumatized as a kid. Yeah, remember, I said va instead of the. I said airplane instead of airplane. Bets instead of
airplane. Get on an airplane, motherfucker.
Shut up instead of shut up.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
CHs, SHs, some Ls, THs, Rs. I had a list of things I couldn't say.
You should have got a tongue transplant.
Dude, I don't think it's the tongue.
What is it? Your teeth?
I think it's just the way your mouth is trying to figure it out. Like, tongue is involved, but, like, lips, everything. I just never properly learned how to talk.
Should get a head transplant.
Dude, I need a head transplant for a lot of reasons, not just speech.
Oh, I know. I've heard things that come out of your mouth.
Like, I need it for new hair. I need it for new face. I need it for new life.
Hey, for one episode, will you shave off your eyebrows and your head and all your face? And then can we put a bunch of like coconut oil on you so you're super shiny and it's just going to be just you for the entire podcast and you have to just talk to them all the time?
Only if you join me.
Fucking Christ.
I'll shave my asshole. That's about it.
Coconut oil that ass, baby.
I will shave my eyebrows if Dalton shaves his beard and head.
Fuck that.
If he's not willing to do that, then I will not do
that's
mine.
A bullshit fucking
you look pretty no matter what. I will look like a thumb penis.
Me with a no beard and a shaved head, I'm going to look like an absolute
you
armadillo
you have facial features. I'm literally a lemon head at this point. See the fat right here?
I look like a straight dick with no hair on my head and face. I look like a penis.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of you when I first met you because that's how you were.
Shaved head. Shaved.
No beard.
Yep.
Just scruffy.
And then, I was scruffy.
Then you were nice to me, and I knew it was love ever after.
See, Ben hated me at first. Then he loved me, and now he hates me again.
Well, I mean, Rachel's a pretty good judge of character, so, and I've known her for so long where I'm like, I mean, how bad could he be if she's fucking, you know, if she's with him,
yeah,
you can't be a bad guy.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. I was waiting for some like thing after that.
Yeah, so, I was.
I thought I had something.
I was waiting. I was like, oh,
I thought I had something, but I didn't. Okay. So I just...
Yeah, this is a rough podcast, huh?
I think it was great. We talked about Star Trek. We talked about
Scotty.
Scotty doesn't know.
Scotty never knows.
Scotty doesn't know.
We talked about it's about it. So that was great.
Getting a new dog. That's something new, I guess.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that my other dog died. We never talked about it on here.
Because it was fresh.
Super dark.
Well, we didn't want to bring nothing up for
you. Yeah,
that's true. We kind of locked it down at the end of the one podcast. So
yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, so we still got Barky Pants, who's always cameoed on here. Mm-hmm. But we lost Howie, for people who don't know. Unfortunately, all of a sudden, best guess, we think he had a heart attack. So that was super fucking traumatizing and terrible. But the wife said, I'm ready for a puppy. She got puppy fever super hard, but she grieved way fucking hard, as we both did. But so we got a new little dude coming our way, May 5th.
Little Scooby.
He's going to look like a little Scooby.
May the 5th be with you.
Why didn't you guys name him Scoobs?
Dude, we should. Oh,
wait, you get him on Cinco de Mayo.
You do.
Oh, sick.
His name should be Taco.
Taco or fucking. Ooh, dude.
Beef enchilada.
Beef enchilada.
Beefy five layer.
This is Corona Extra.
What?
Chalupa?
This is Cine Twist.
Call him Mijo.
Mijo.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mijo?
Or Mojito.
Or Mojito, even.
What's that?
What is Mio's? Like the little water squirts?
No, Mijo. M-I-J-O. Like the
little water squirts. Little flavor dabbers.
Little flavor dabber.
Maybe Barry, you're not.
That'd be a horrible prank. Like, crack one of those open, empty it out, fill it with chew spit, and just...
Oh. I watched a video of a chick drinking a bowl. So it was an ashtray, and the rainwater was in there. And it was brown fucking water.
Oh,
that sounds like
that's so
Barry in college.
Gross.
I'd pull something like that just for laughs.
That's fucking disgusting, dude. Even, like, kissing somebody after they've smoked is, like, if you don't smoke, it doesn't taste good.
No.
And
never really bothered me personally, I guess.
Never bothered me either, but
even before and after smoking.
I wouldn't not do it, but it's not all that enjoyable. Or like have sex after somebody had a cigarette and you just get hot fucking ashtray mouth.
The worst is after garlic breadsticks. I can tell you right now that's
I would rather it be a garlic
so
funk
pungent, and it's like you're literally tasting the garlicness out of their mouth. Ooh, it
I
is
fucking love garlic,
but can
though.
You taste it through their vagina?
The smell makes it feel like it's coming through everywhere because it's so pungent. The garlic,
oh shit,
like even like just breathing it out. I mean, like this is like right after eating breadsticks.
Is like, that the equivalent to like dudes drinking a shit ton of beer and then busting loads and chicks?
Oh,
mouth?
That's I can't.
I had a gal. I don't remember until this story. I had a gal. I was like, I came back from a weekend of camping up in Jay Cook,
mm-hmm.
and we started fooling around. And she goes afterwards. She goes, "Not much water this weekend, huh?" And I was just like
how'd silly,
you
know? Buddy.
Yeah, I mean, me and Cody Adi were drinking or eating cereal that was. It was Coors Light for the milk.
Oh,
and we woke up and we're just mowing that down.
You guys are fucking heathens. That sounds disgusting.
Well, it's coming from the kid that can drink warm beer and it doesn't bother me. I can drink. I'd rather have warm beer than cold because cold I can't drink because it hurts my fucking throat. It's way too cold.
Damn, yeah. Dude.
So like
when they're cold, they go down way easier for me. It's drinking a water.
It's so nice.
Shotgun a cold beer compared to shotgun a warm beer.
Oh,
which one goes down easier?
That's different though.
One goes
We're
down
talking
easier.
About drinking it, not shotgunning it, not guzzling it, not.
But
taking...
that's the thing. I would rather just have right above, like between room temperature and refrigerator cold. Right in the middle of that is perfect beer temp.
That's fair.
And then if it's not, as long as it's not lava hot.
Gross.
Which we've drank lava hot beers and rumpies before.
I think that was boiling hot rumpies.
That sounds disgusting.
That was bad.
Is that when you guys went golfing or something like that?
No, we went MLS to, game.
Yeah. Is that when I passed out the window?
Yeah, that's when you fell asleep on the way home outside the window.
Yeah. I drank a little too hard that day. It
and
was a fun day.
We also, it took us 25 minutes to leave because Dalton had to personally hug and say
everybody.
I love you to every single person in the fan section.
Dude, I was vibing with a fucking... The whatever fans. The
super fans?
Super fans. Yeah, dude. Those are my peeps.
Soccer.
Big soccer guy.
Soccer has the wildest super fans, I think.
They're fucking bonkers.
Their clubs are incredible. Not in the U.S.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, like go to England or something.
Watch the movie Green Street Hooligans and you'll realize how intense that shit is. Oh. Charlie Hunnam's in it before he got super famous. Mm-hmm. In Elijah Wood.
Oh, main character. Shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a good fucking movie.
It's a little bit of a tearjerker.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
But it is.
What a good cry. Yeah,
I mean, I still remember the song.
Still remember the what?
I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, they reach the sky. And like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's forever hiding. I've looked everywhere. Yeah, I know the whole thing.
Wow. Got a mind of an elephant like when it comes session. To shit you don't need to know.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's usually how it goes.
I can remember things that happened when I was like 3 years old, but I can't remember to bring the camera sometimes.
Dude, I couldn't tell you many. I probably have like 10 memories from the time I was 5 till now. Like my fucking memory is shot to shit.
That's still my favorite memory is both of us being old men at Cody's Halloween party.
Yeah, that was like, we didn't know each other that great. Nope. Too. And I was like, son of a bitch with a better mask than me. Fuck this guy.
But the best thing was we teamed up against people. Like we'd like that one gal that Trenton was talking to, and me and Ben would just show up and just be like just old creepy men the entire time. And Trenton's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I saw some of that night. I don't remember.
That was the night that I stole everything from you and gave it back 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, and you were very confused on how I got it in the first place.
Mick was a gypsy. Which I think's a little racist, but whatever.
It depends on the way you use it, because it is a term of things and stuff.
Well, isn't she a gypsy though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Dom was.
Wasn't he also an old man? That was when you both I think did the same costume. He had the.
When you guys had the didn't yeah, he have he like the cigar?
Yeah, I think he had the cigar one.
And then because I had the one that looked really realistic, and I was singing "Let Me Freak" in the back of the vehicle the entire time.
Creepy fucking one.
Where did you get that? It looked like it was expensive.
It wasn't. $20. They still have them there every now and then. Party City, Party America, whatever it is. Any Halloween shop. I had two of them and both of them I ended up throwing out because I left them in my car and that kind of stuff gets real hot. It stinks.
Fucks them up.
Even after it's, you know what I mean?
Gross.
Fuck, were they fun to use? I still wish I had them.
Yeah, send us your guys' Halloween pictures. We need costume ideas.
Oh, speaking of like talking to us and stuff, I do want to shout out some people that I've been noticing, been commenting on everything.
Yep.
My buddy James Turner. Appreciate you supporting for sure, dude.
Fucking thank you, James. Somebody.
Tori Olson. Appreciate that too. Obviously, Dalton's brother Cody. He's always been on there. There's more on there too. I don't remember all of them, but we do seriously appreciate that feedback. Anything.
Tony.
Tony's been a big dude.
Yep. He's the greatest.
I mean, I know you hate me, Tony, but when it comes down to it, I still love you, brother.
Yep. All love here, baby.
All love here, except for sometimes when there's no love. I mean, Dalton hates you, but it's okay. We love you.
Excuse the fuck out of me. Dude, I'm trying to get people.
Tell me fucking sorry.
Tell me sorry.
Tell me fucking sorry. Dude. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Tony.
Hugs. Sorry, I'll give you a hug. You want a hug? I'll give you a hug. We'll hug
you.
Don't
want a fucking
I'm
hug.
I'm a big hugger, though. I'm a sensitive guy.
I know Tony pretty well. Okay.
Well, Tony. Maybe a firm handshake. Right, Tony. Firm handshake. Yeah.
Firm handshake.
I just want the peeps to talk to us, man. That's it.
Yeah, just keep on.
Keep on keeping on. You know what I mean?
Keep on.
And about it. We'll see you next Monday.
Smash the fucking likes buttons. Subscribe.
Yeah, follow us on Spotify. Follow us anywhere you get your podcast, really.
Yeah. I mean, we're on YouTube for the video if you haven't picked that up yet.
It helps out. It helps out. YouTube's going a lot crazier than Spotify, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
People really like to
stay
see
to
us.
Watch.
Yeah, they like to see us more than they like to listen to us. So.
And keep an eye out on our personal accounts too. We've been dropping little teasers and snippets of things that could be happening in the future. You may have seen Jake wearing one of them last time on the podcast. So
I
wore one podcast too.
Yep. Keep an eye out for that kind of stuff. And
but we didn't show them. Showed off.
God. It's all right, dude. You don't have to.
This is what we do. We lay the little seeds.
The little seeds.
So if people notice it. Yeah, right. And then we explain it later because we realize no one paid attention.
Fair.
You know, if enough people are wondering, we'll take care of them.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you let us know and we'll keep going with it. We love it.
So we'll see you next Monday. We love you. And
lock it down.
Lock it down.
Yep, smash that subscribe button.
Bye-bye.